There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are joined right now by Susan Constantine. She's a trial consultant and body language expert here to discuss what we witnessed with Brian Koberger in court last week, specifically his actions. We're talking about the hearing that was held in which his right to a speedy trial was waived. Susan, what did you garner out of all of that?
Yeah, when I'm watching his behavior, when he was asking all of the judges questions, I'm sure you saw the same thing I did. I mean, he was very convincing. He answered the questions, you know, he listened, he answered. His voice tone was confident, like, yes, no, I understand, yes. You know, so I'm like, wow, okay. So I think there's some game plan. I don't know. I'm not an attorney. You know, I am a trial consultant, so I do discuss trial strategy. Yeah. But in this case, the fact that he wanted to do that, I just wonder why he would want it to be expanded out so much further, because this thing could go on and on forever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what she's got up her sleeve, but when you watch the courtroom and the dynamics of it, you see his attorney constantly standing up over and over again, literally five words comes out and she jumps right back up. And she, you know, she's a real, I mean, if for a defendant, I'll tell you what, you definitely would want to have her as your attorney.
Yeah, I mean, she certainly is spacing this out and making the arguments on his behalf fairly well, even if there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of merit to much of the arguments, but she's doing her job without a doubt. The defense is going to be having a motion to dismiss next week based on biased grand juror accusations, evidence that they claim was inadmissible, lack of evidence submission, prosecutorial misconduct they're bringing up as well. Do you feel like any of that has any grounds as part of the strategy of Ann Taylor? And at the same point, let's start there. I don't want to get into too many topics at one time. What's your thoughts on all that?
I do think all in the above. I think they're grasping at straws and they're slinging mud every which way they can because of his own admission and his defense. His defense is that the greatest thing he could come up with is that he just tends to drive around it. And, you know, that seems to be quite his norm. But, you know, that is a horrible defense, right?
Sure.
So now they're just trying to figure out every which way they can to try to get this dismissed. I mean, what else do you have, right? There just isn't anywhere else to go with this. So they're making every attempt they possibly can. That's what their job is, to vigorously defend their client. Not so sure how that well is going to work out. You know, we've seen things go well in those ways, where in those times where they have found a nail in the coffin and gotten a trial dismissed.
Yeah.
That has happened. I mean, we can't look at this with rose-colored glasses. This is not a slam dunk case.
No. Even if they were to dismiss on one of these, it doesn't mean that he walks free. Essentially, if they have an issue with the grand jurors, they would just essentially reconvene another grand jury and correct anything that may have been off. So he's still going to be there. It doesn't really change a whole lot. It would just almost reset the clock in some ways. Where do you think they're going with this? With the fact we talked earlier about, it seemed Ann Taylor was, you know, trying to pause the clock a little bit here and there while at the same time trying to get this out in some sort of speedy way. But now this decision to slow everything down, what can they possibly gain from that other than it just keeps
restrategizing?
Him? Yeah.
Buying time to re-strategize. That's
yeah.
what she's doing.
But what kind of, I guess at some point, doesn't one look at this and go, there's only so many strategies one can have when there's not many paths to go down?
Yeah, but I think that she's a bulldog and maybe she just doesn't like to lose.
Yeah, that's very true. They got that motion to dismiss. The judge also giving them a little more time here to get that alibi in. Where do you think that's going to go? Do you think that this is a moot point now, that maybe they're not going to keep arguing this unless Koberger for some reason comes up with something that he hasn't said yet?
Yes. I mean, and also too, and I'm kind of looking this through the judge's eyes, yeah, right? He does not, number one, want to be recused. He doesn't want to also be the subject of this things ends up being excused and then having to be retried and retried. I think that this judge is giving Koberger every possible chance so that it doesn't go there.
Yeah.
So that's what I think, because if there's nothing left on the table, then what can more can they argue? So I think that the judge is giving a lot of leeway in Koberger's case.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.